The sinking of the Greenpeace vessel by a Japanese security vessel has brought calls for legal action against the whalers, and apparently Greenpeace want to sue in courts in America and New Zealand and Holland and anywhere else that they can find an excuse to sue. Our society is one of the most litigious on record. If someone acts against us, we are quick to take them to court to secure some sort of satisfaction, to look for damages. We're not very forgiving that way. Now, the fact that the court may not always agree with us doesn't please us, but we are very jealous about our rights. But King David presents an alternative form of action to us. In the first three verses of Psalm 5, we read, "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation." Here we have the great King of Israel who has led its army against evil neighbours. The commander-in-chief in Israel is displaying an amazing attitude to God. David considers God to be his ruler, the one to whom he is responsible. If we have a look in those verses, we see the titles that he uses to address God. He addresses him as Lord, meaning Yahweh or the Lord God. He addresses him as King and as God. And we also see that David begins each day in prayer to God, and that David expects results from his prayers. Then we read in verses 4 to 6, very different. "You're not a God who takes pleasure in evil. With you the wicked cannot dwell. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all those who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men the Lord abhors." Now, there's no future with God for the arrogant people. And who are the arrogant people? They are the people who want to rule their own lives. They want their own way. They want to rule their lives according to their terms, and they want everybody else to do things according to the way they think too. So we get this idea of arrogant people who are not very favoured by God, that's for sure. And then we get the contrast in verses 7 and 8. "But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me." So in contrast to the arrogant people, we find David trusts in God. He relies on the mercy of God to be accepted when he comes into the presence of God. And why does David come near to God? To express his reverence to God, to worship God, and to seek his guidance day by day. Rather than being arrogant and wanting to do things his way, he wants to do things God's way. And then we read in 9 and 10, "Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you." Now, David has some enemies. It's pretty obvious. People who are stirring up strife amongst the population. Now, perhaps David slipped up a bit in ruling the people, made a few decisions that people didn't agree with, and these people are plotting David's downfall. Not always very blatant, perhaps, and he may not be able to pin them down in a court of law, but anyway, they're obviously doing the wrong sort of thing. Now, David calls for God to judge them and to banish them from God's presence. And why does he do this? Because they have rebelled against God. Didn't matter really what they did. The point was that they had rebelled against God. And for that reason, they should be banished, as David sees. And then he says, but let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favour as with a shield. So David finishes the psalm expressing trust in God. Trust that God will keep safe those who love his name, those who are righteous. Now, they're not righteous because they're perfect. They're righteous because they have a belief in God and they trust him with their lives. It's their trust in God that causes them to be viewed as righteous. Now, all of this is happening in the Old Testament times, before Jesus came and died on the cross. And Paul summarises our situation. I'm going to read Romans 3, verses 22 through to 26. And Paul says, this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. So as in the days of the psalmist, all people have rebelled against God, and that's still the situation today. We've all rebelled against God, but there is a way to be righteous, and that is trust in God. Now, if we trust in God, then we trust in the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, because God set all of that up. It's part of God's plan. The mercy of God is that he's provided a way for us to be considered righteous, even though we've been unrighteous. Now, note that those who don't trust in Jesus will have to pay for their rebellion with their own lives. They face eternal banishment from God's presence. Those made righteous by God's grace can trust in his promises that whatever befalls them in this life, they still look forward to a future with God in heaven. Now, do you believe that you can leave it to God to give you justice when you are wronged? We pray in the Lord's Prayer that we ask for forgiveness as we forgive others. Now, we can forgive them for harming us, but God can still judge them in that final judgment as being wrong. And that's when they pay for it. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He will punish those who rebel against him and those people who are arrogant. They may escape during this life, and God's left the punishment for a lot of these people for quite a while, because there's one way they can escape punishment, the same way we can, by turning to trust in Jesus. If they turn to trust in Jesus, they can escape the punishment, otherwise they don't. The situation is at the second coming, all people are resurrected, not just the Christians. All people are resurrected. Those who put their trust in God and therefore trust in Jesus go to heaven. Those who don't are banished from God forever. Now, living a life banished from God forever may sound like one giant football party or something like that. You know, you'll be there with a lot of other mates, but they are not going to enjoy the company of whoever they are with if they are with people. The worst thing is they're banished from God. They're separated from God, and at that stage there is no prospect of being reunited with God. So unless they first repent and trust in Jesus and turning to obey God, those people are going to pay. And that's why David can ask God to banish them. He's seeking ultimate justice through God and not trying to get it himself. And so when we feel hard done by, when we feel put down, when we feel that people have been doing things that harm us, we can forgive them now and we can trust God to do the judging later on, because he'll certainly do it. So let's just close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, please help us to forgive others as you forgive us, and to trust in you to ultimately judge people for what they've done. Help us, Lord, to trust your justice, that those people who do cause harm to us will pay if they don't know Jesus as their Saviour, that you will judge them, that there will come a time of reckoning. Help us, Lord, to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.